Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great gift of Jesus Christ. Thank you that you chose to send him here on earth to redeem mankind. We're the recipients of that great plan that you had, and we're forever grateful for that and give you all the praise and the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, before all the eggs and bacon and parties and opening gifts and relatives, it's good to set this time aside tonight to remember the great gift of Jesus Christ. During this time in which we celebrate the physical birth of the Lord Jesus, let's be mindful of how much brighter this world is because he came into it. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Isn't that a great thought, the light of life? Jesus professed to being the genuine light of life, by whom and in whom men can distinguish truth and error. He's the source and essence of spiritual clarity and understanding. We have spiritual sight and insight through him. We find spiritual knowledge and wisdom, prudence, discretion, and discernment. By him and in him, we walk in integrity, confidence, and boldness. Walking indicates a continuing relationship that we have with Jesus, an abiding relationship. The light of the world provides instruction and direction for life. Without this relationship, Jesus says, we walk in darkness. We walk in the false lights of worldly wisdom and affections. Jesus is the light of life because he is life-giving. He is the fountain of light and life. In him we have the light of life. In him we not only have true life, we see true life. An artist was painting a winter scene. Snow covered the ground and blanketed the pine boughs, cones and needles. Night was falling and the landscape was enveloped in semi-darkness. A log cabin was barely visible in the shadows. The whole scene was one of gloom. Then the artist, using some of the yellow tints with a few skillful strokes of his brush, put into one of the cabin windows the cheerful glow of a lamp. And that one lone light, its golden rays reflecting off the snow, completely transformed the impression given by the painting. In contrast to the cold darkness of the surrounding forest, that light in the window created an inviting, warm feeling of love and security. What happened on that canvas is a striking portrayal of one of the most dramatic events of all history. When Christ was born in Bethlehem's stable, a light was placed to shine in this sin-darkened world. One lonely light. In anticipation of the coming of the Lord Jesus, Isaiah declared in Isaiah 9:2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And in John 1:4, the apostle John testified, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light has great power. Light from a headlight can allow you to drive through the darkness and the stormiest night safely. Light is the power behind photosynthesis, giving life to plants. Light, in the form of a laser, allows a surgeon to remove a cataract with great precision. Light can scare off a would-be attacker. Because light has great power, Jesus used this image to explain the power he brings to us. We're so thankful for that. Darkness represents the unknown and the chaos in our lives. The greatest darkness of all is the darkness of sin. Unconfessed sin, and especially a life dedicated to sin, is full of darkness. The darkness around us can be overwhelming in its enormity. But the good news is that we can continually seek the help of Jesus Christ to find light in the darkness, hope amidst despair, forgiveness in spite of sin, Every Christian knows how powerful the light of Jesus is, and by his light we truly see. The genius of heaven was that Christ came as a human being. He faced everything that you and I have faced. It wouldn't have worked if he would have just said, I've come into the air to speak with you as God. He tried that for thousands of years, and mankind, there was such a disconnect between him and us. So he came, was born as a child, a baby, grew up amongst human beings, was a human being. Bible says he had no sin. So he's able to talk with us. All the temptations you and I face, he's been through. This one lonely light that was born into the world gave light to us all. The light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's what the shepherds saw on that night. That's what the wise men saw when they went. That's what Mary and Joseph saw. The light of God born into a baby that changed the world. And as we set aside this time tonight, we remember the great gift of Jesus Christ. We're going to have the ushers come up and light candles. I want to instruct you, if your candle is lit, do not tilt it. If the unlit candle gets tilted towards the lit candle, and after everybody's candle is lit, Pastor Brad's going to just play a little bit on the guitar, and then we're going to sing Silent Night after everybody's had their candle lit, okay? Would you stand with us as we sing Silent Night?
Hallelujah. Christ. Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, so God loves pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the good gift of Jesus. We're so ever grateful that you allowed us to see the light of Jesus Christ. We're so grateful that this time is set aside for that. And we praise you and honor you for what you have done. You've truly have made us free. Lord, we pray for those that have not yet seen the light, that Lord, even during this time, with friends and relatives, that we may speak of you, that they may see the light that we see, Father, that they would too turn their lives over to you. We thank you and we praise you for the good gift that you've given us. Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct us as we continue to walk, giving you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a safe and a very Merry Christmas. God bless you. Make sure and greet each other.